Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you are live with Segnet Chicago. Welcome to Astrology Charts by Segnet. Hey, all you zodiac signs out there, how y'all doing? Hey, Taurus. Hey, Aries, and my Geminis, my Cancers, my Leos, my Virgos. What's up? Hey, Libra, I know you listening. What's up, Sagittarius and Scorpios like myself? Hey, Capricorn. What's up, Aquarius and Pisces? How y'all doing? Thank you so much for tuning in. This is just to educate you a little bit on astrology and why I am doing astrology charts for the show. It is life-changing. I've been blessed to be able to do this for over 15 years of researching and studying, and you still don't know enough. But the stars is amazing. And I'm here to share today about the squares, because the squares in life in your astrology chart, and those who don't know anything about astrology can tell me everything about your life. It can tell me about your career, if you were even born to work a job, if you were born to go to school, if you have temporary planets and energy stopping in these areas of life to give you temporary experiences. It's very important to know the time periods, because you cannot follow through or complete something. Like if you wasn't born with any transits that would allow you to stay in school for a lifetime or 4 years, just saying you wasn't born with no planets in your house of higher education, and you go enroll in a 4-year college because you got a temporary transit sitting in the first house, the ninth house, you'll waste that time. So you can avoid a lot of time in understanding your life purpose. You don't have to cry over why you're not married, because a lot of us didn't come here for that. So your astrology chart will reveal what you are here to do, your life's purpose, not only your life purpose, but it can literally remove hell from your life just by understanding the squares that's in your life. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Hey, you can always call me on Sundays at this number right here I'm about to give you at 3 o'clock. I'll be live every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and feel free to call in. I don't promote this show at all. I just basically record this just for the people who I want to give the links to. But you can always call in on the show and have your chart interpreted, or if that's how you can reach me, let me give you the call-in number, okay? Get your pen. All right, here we go. 516 area code 387-1385. That's 516-387-1385. That's how you can reach me. All you got to do is call in and I can punch you in. I don't even promote that. So unless you listen to this episode, then you would know that I could be reached that way. So understanding the squares do remove hell from your life, and I'm going to give you a few examples. Now, when I look at people's birth chart, you can know everything about a person, what they like to think about, what they like to talk about, what inspires them. You know, it's so much you can learn, how they like to live in their house, if they had parents, if they didn't have parents. All that is revealed in the chart, but the squares is similar to the 12th house, and the 12th house represents karma. Now, if you want to know about the astrology houses, we all have 12 houses, and they all mean something. Maybe you can go back and listen to episode 1. I know I'm talking about some of those. This is the second episode. But in episode 1, you could listen to about the houses. Maybe I'll do another episode. Maybe episode 3 will be just about the houses. But right now, there's meaning into the houses. We're all born with a clock, 1 through 12 hours. It's like a clock, and we have energies that stop there, and each energy means something. Each house means something. 1 o'clock hour means something. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, they all mean something. All the way up to 12 o'clock. But the 12th house is about karma and how we deal with past life karma. I mean, this is actually bad things that we actually did, where we have to pay the price for. It shows in the chart in the 12th house if you have any karma you're dealing with. Now, the difference between the squares is just stuff that's in your DNA that, you know, it's in your DNA. It's in your bloodline. It's the energy passed down to you from your mom, from your dad, from your own self. But it's not anything like the 12th house where it's mandatory you got to do the service in this area. This is just because if you're not aware of it, it's like, of the squares, is just like hell can come into your life, and it can be totally avoid it. You can't stop the energy, but because you understand it, you can instantly master this energy. So I'm going to give you a few examples so you can kind of understand what I'm talking about. Now, sometimes when I look at a person's chart, they can have squares. I've seen some people with literally one square. Not, you know, I haven't met anybody yet with zero squares, but I'm sure there's people born with zero squares, meaning zero hell in life, meaning they can go through life and not really experience a lot of hell or crises. Isn't that amazing? Now, some people have one and some people have eight, you know. So the more squares you have, the more hell in your life. But all these squares could be totally avoided, and you're going to be educated by the time I get off this line. And you'll be able to look at your chart and look at your squares and call me and let me read them for you. And you can also grab your charts over at Astro Cafe. Just Google search it, A-S-T-R-O. Cafe, C-A-F-E. Of course, you would need to know your time of birth located on your birth certificate, where you were born at, you know, just, you know, your name. Know those things. And whenever I'm doing a chart interpretation, things can get so deep, so I don't like to publicize it or say who chart it is. It is nobody's business, so no one would ever know if we did it live on the radio, you know, that I'm talking about you. So it's discreet. So here we go. All right. So I'm going to describe some of these squares. For an example, I'm going to give a lot of examples here. And this is just so you can be aware of how you can avoid hell out of your life when I pull your chart and read the squares. There's a lot of good things that happen in charts, but squares is so important to, you know, understand. It's life changing. So if there's a person born with a moon square Saturn aspect, I'm just going to give you it. This, well, let's say this, a moon square Saturn aspect, I'm just going to describe what the energy is like with those two being together of hell that could be avoided. I won't get into the houses too much. I'll give a few. But to make a long story short, this transit could take over not anywhere in your life. It's just in a particular area. So it could be with your family members. It could be with your lover. It could be with your children. It could be with your career. It could be with a job, a particular energy. So it doesn't mean because you have this energy, it activates everywhere in your life. No. So that's what I mean by I'm going to avoid the houses that these play out in. I may read a few. But for an example, if you were born with a moon square Saturn, it tells me about your mom. It tells me that your mother come from a generation of women who were not responsible women. Now, what they were responsible for is where the house is coming in. They could not be responsible to go to work. They could not be responsible to take care of their children. They could not be responsible for taking care of themselves. It could be a lot of things depending on where it plays out in the house. As far as Moon Square Saturn goes, just the aspect by itself, it could just come from a woman who wasn't responsible for something. So therefore, it's inherited in the DNA of the chart carrier that they have this in their genetics. So they would attract women that they feel extremely responsible for. They don't even have to be in a relationship with them. They just feel responsible to take care of a lot of women. Or it could be where they meet women, get into relationships with them, and they won't work a job. That's like if it plays out, if it's in like the sixth house. So it's just that, you know, so if you're not aware of it, for an example, let's just say this is taking place between the first house and the sixth house. It's just to give you an example. So the moon, the mother, was not responsible in previous past lives for herself. And in this life, she may come to you as you need to be responsible for her. You know, because it's not only in her genetics, but she passed down to you, and you may feel obligated to keep taking care of your mother. You know, if it's in like the first house and the fourth house, and if it's like in the first house and the sixth house, it could be every time you go to work a job, your mother is there with her hands out every time you get paid. For an example, by you knowing that it's there, you don't have to deal with the energy. You know, you say, hey, I know it's there. Now I don't feel so, obligated. I don't even have to do this. And sometimes it's simply knowing you don't have to do it relieves the hell, because you're not going to change your mother. And then you don't even have to have a strong relationship where you don't want to go around her because she's always asking for money, for an example. So I'm just giving an example of one transit. Let's go skip to another one. So we have Mars square Neptune. So Mars square Neptune will play out, depending on, again, what houses they're in, but Mars square Neptune aspects will play out. That's about actions versus dreams. The person maybe had a lot of opportunities to be a superstar, not only a star, maybe a head preacher, a head pastor, a celebrity like Will Smith in Hollywood, but Mars will limit the action. So Mars will, like, you don't want to take action into the dream. But what, if you know that is there, and you may have a north node that say, hey, go ahead for your dreams, but the squares literally will stop you, and that could be from past life karma for something that you have done. But again, it's not karma that you absolutely got to pay for. This is just in the genetics, that just could just be in the genetics. It has nothing to do with you pursuing that dream, but because it's there, you will feel it. So you would think, hey, this is me, you know, and you can talk yourself out of taking action to go be that star that you should be, for an example, you know. And just by, you know, looking at your chart and understanding what your roadblocks are, you can definitely be free. And I mean, you can be set free. You know, what? That is me. I have, you know, avoided action and had all kind of opportunities to be a star and maybe talk myself out of it, didn't take the action to pursue it. Well, you know, we can waste energy because, you know, we can get so associated with what's in our genetics because we feel it, you know. And so this person can well off, go off and be a, and most likely they won't if no one tells them, hey, you have this transit that's squaring, but hey, if you go do it, oh my goodness, if you go off and be that star, you would be a big star. We're going to skip to another moon square Mars, for an example. Another moon represents mother, represents woman, it represents feelings. And so with the moon square Mars, it just maybe been a group of women who were very aggressive. So in this side, they may attract men who are aggressive. It could have been women that met a lot of nice men in life, come from a generation of mothers who met a lot of nice men, masculine men, but they were the dominant one. They wanted to be the masculine one. So they come in this life with that genetics, maybe passed down to whoever has this transit, moon square Mars. And so they can get feelings now in this life for men who are either aggressive, or in this life they realize that they are attracted to men who are aggressive, or they could realize that people have feelings for them who are aggressive, who they don't want to have anything to do with. So you can't stop the attraction, the men who are aggressive being attracted to you, and, you know, and you happen to be, it, that energy won't stop. But however, once you recognize it, you don't have to choose men in your life who are aggressive to you. You can just say, hey, it's in my genetics, I understand it, but I'm going to give you a nice one. I don't have to become mean or deal with a mean, aggressive person. And Mars doesn't only deal with aggressive, but it can be action. So, you know, it could be a woman that, or a person that you get involved with. The moon represents woman, that's why I'm saying woman, or someone that you have feelings with because it represents feelings. You may care about them, but they don't want to take action to do something in a particular area because, again, it will play out in the house. They may not want to take action to go to school, and that's all you care about. You don't have to spend time wasting your time. They may not want to take action in any area of life that you may have feelings for, and you may want somebody who has those feelings. So because you know this transit could be in, you know, your chart, you would not accept you don't have to accept a woman or a person that you have feelings for that's not into the same type of things that you take actions for. And just by knowing this, you don't have to waste your time being so stressed out about why this person won't do this with me, why they won't take an action with me. I have feelings for them, and they don't want to do no activities with me. So by you knowing that, you don't have to be dealing with unnecessary stress over it. You just say, hey, I was born with this in my genetics, it won't go away, but now I know how to deal with it, and now I know that it's there. I can really go find me a mate of someone who cares. It doesn't even mean that you won't find a mate of someone who wants to take action with you, because it's in your genetics, it's familiar. So we would most likely go with what's familiar in our life. You know, so that's just giving an example of how we can avoid hell from our life by understanding these squares, these transits. You know, it's amazing. I also would want to share with you about some more squares, and we're going to keep it going. I'm going to give you an example. You can have a trine. Some of us have trines, T-R-I-N, of aspects, which is mean between planets. And I'll give an example. Just say you're a person that was born with a sun trine Jupiter. Not only tells me about your current self, but it tells me about the good genetics that your father passed down to you, for an example. And this could be a person that Jupiter represents the most happiest part of your life, where you always so happy and nobody could take your happiness away. You know, nobody could. You just always going to feel good. Even if you don't feel good, no one would not know that you don't feel good in this particular area. So, but just for an example, how the aspect works is like, is sun trine Jupiter mean that you always feel so happy that you always attract great things that make you abundant? You just automatically attract things. People want to give you things. You just automatically expand into success, especially in the area wherever Jupiter is sitting. For an example, if it's sitting in the sixth house, then you are a person that would attract a job and work all the time. Like, you don't even got to look for a job. You know, it's like, do you want a job? You got a lineup of 10 people waiting to give you a job. You're like, you're never jobless, you know, and they be jobs that you absolutely love. Jobs come to you absolutely easy. And so because it comes so easy to you, you know, you may not go out and search for the job that's for you. You may end up just staying at a job that you like and not even go out and pursue better jobs. Or it could play out where the Jupiter is in the, friends. You got all these friends that's always willing to do for you. You know, always willing to be there for you, you know, expanding your life and you making your friends happy. And sometimes, you know, sunshine Jupiter, it could be things come easy to you in your first house. Jupiter could be maybe your first house, or the sun could be in the first house. But either way, the aspect plays out that, you know, you're so happy in life. Like, somebody may give you $1 million home to live in. You don't have to pay anything. Somebody gave it to you. So you won't go out and maybe make more income or buy more real estate or work hard to do anything because, hey, you don't really got to pay for nothing, like being born with a silver spoon in your mouth. But if you did go out and try, your income and your real estate and different things that you own could increase. So it just depends on where it sits at. But I just wanted to give you an example of how sometimes trines could make you lazy because you already got an inheritance. But that trine also means if you exercise it, you can expand even more. Sun trine Jupiter. So let's say if you had, back to the squares, Neptune square Jupiter. Neptune square Jupiter is very interesting because a Neptune square Jupiter person, Neptune represents dreams. Jupiter represents expanding. So it just depends on where the Neptune sits in the house, which dream that is squaring you from expanding. So there's a dream somewhere where you're stopping this dream from expanding. You stop your own dream. So if you're aware that you're born with a Neptune square Jupiter, you are the one stopping your own dream. You know, and that also could mean that you can be so talented, like a star, a movie star, a spiritual star, a person that can be big time because Jupiter is there. But because of this square, you may just keep it all up in your mind, you know, and never really allow yourself to become that star. You just keep expanding these ideas in your mind and living on it. So if you're aware of that, you would go be that big star, okay? Let's go on to another square. We only have maybe about 3 minutes left of this show. This is just a 30-minute show to give you some ideas of squares so I can read yours. Make sure you do hit me up so I can read your squares. So let's just read about however many more I could get in, probably one. So just say you was born with a sun square Saturn. Well, that would tell me that you come from a generation of fathers who were not responsible for something, just like the mother. Okay, so, and it can make you feel responsible for people, you know, that you shouldn't even be responsible for. It just depends on where, you know, where your Saturn is sitting in. What house tells me which people? It could be your brothers. It could be your cousins. It could be your dad. It could be your mom. It could be you know, different people that you may feel responsible for, and you're not. And just by knowing that you're not responsible for these people, it's just in your genetics from what your father passed down to you, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to make up that karma, because it's not anything in your 12th house. It's just in your genetics. So you can totally avoid that. Now, let's say you have a Jupiter square your ascendant, okay? So Jupiter is the biggest planet, expanding happiness. So when people first meet you, they think that you don't need anything. Like, you just really don't need nothing. So they don't give you nothing. And you be like, oh, don't nobody want to give me nothing. Everybody just want to take from me. No, because you always appear. So if you don't speak up, hey, no one would ever know. That would be the end of this show. I thank you so much for listening to Astrology Charts by Segmet, and tune in next Sunday at 3 o'clock with me. Okay, I'm looking forward to it. To all those zodiac signs, hit me up, 516-387-1385. And until next time, you better call me right now for your astrology chart. You know how to hit me up. All right, I really appreciate all of you for listening. You have been listening to Segmet Shabaka, and you guys have a great and wonderful night. Thanks for listening. Peace out. I am so sorry. You know what? Oh my God. So maybe you had like a big blank spot. I don't know. I hope it doesn't restart over. But anyway, I had about 8 more minutes. So, yeah, actually longer. I think it's, I had like 8 more minutes, 7 more minutes, something like that. So I definitely don't want to leave you hanging if I don't got to. I didn't already said bye and everything. So it probably was a long gap before I called back in. So some of you may not even hear this session. But you can see it's 30 minutes long, and you know, you'll hear a gap, so apologize. I've just been having some crazy, crazy situations. Sorry, everybody. So anyway, we're coming up close to the solar eclipse. So happy solar eclipse this January of 2019, coming up in a couple of days. Today's the 30th. So of December 2018, this is my last show for 2018, and hopefully I'll keep it going, giving you a full 30 minutes. Straight every Sunday. All right, so let's get back in. Hopefully you guys found it interesting to learn about the squares, and it's nothing more interesting than calling and learning about your squares. Now, I do charge $40 for a basic chart and $100 for a whole chart. It can take me a full hour for the $100, a full hour, sometimes longer, but I can get it done in an hour. As far as interpreting your chart, you will learn so much about yourself. And a $40 is a basic chart. And then I also have free samples, so it doesn't hurt to give me a call. I'll give you a free example of one of your squares in life. You know, learning them squares is life-changing. It's definitely a life-changing. So we do have 5 minutes. So I ran through those transits so fast. So let's see. That you could have is a moon square Uranus. Feelings, and we're dealing with change, unpredictable change, change you don't see coming. So when you're born with a moon square Uranus, you're going to be born to have a lot of different feelings. Your mood actually changes, you know. Your mood changes very quickly and unexpectedly. So especially with people that you have feelings with, because you have this urge that you got to have constant change. So knowing that you have a moon square Uranus, you can kind of control that those feelings of always wanting to change. You get involved with people, you always get involved with women, or a relationship that you have feelings for where the person is constantly changing and you may not like it. Now, this is genetics, inheritance. It tells me that you inherited this from your mom. So maybe your mom constantly always was changing when it comes to people she had feelings with. She would always leave and, you know, just she was into, you know, being different in whatever that way that was. So it comes to you. It doesn't stop you from attracting people that you care about. Constant change, you know, just know that it's there. And you look at it, you say, oh, that doesn't mean that I got to jump from person to person just because my feelings are changing. So it could literally, I could give you an example. You could literally be a man with this transit, have feelings for women for 5 days, and now you're on to the next woman. Now you're on to the next woman. Now you're on to the next woman that you have feelings with, or four, because your feelings keep changing. Then you go back and forth and you get involved in all these different women, and just unexpectedly. So because you have this transit, you can control it. You can control your life. You can control this transit. And one of the ways of doing that is, one of the ways of controlling that transit is by understanding that, hey, I don't have to keep changing from woman to woman. I just realize that these changes are going to come, and maybe I can just understand that we need to do something different every day or one at a time. Or as long as I understand myself that I'm going to constantly change, I can make this person, you know, I can make this person aware that I have this change that I'm going to be feeling that's going to come up, you know. And so, therefore, you know, then I can understand myself a lot better and don't feel like so bad that I'm a bad person because I can't maintain my feelings long enough with one person or just constantly without constantly changing. So by you being aware of that, you can definitely remove hell from your life just by understanding, oh, okay, I have this. That doesn't mean I have to constantly be, you know, feel bad about it. I just know how to handle the energy now. So that's that, folks. Thank you again. You have been listening to Astrology Charts by Secnet. Sorry about that long pause. I was like, should I call back in? Should I not? Should I let it end in 22 minutes? Oh, my God. So, anyway, you guys have been totally awesome. You all have been awesome. And you know how to reach me, okay? Next week, Sunday, 3 p.m., 516-387-1385. Until next time, you guys have a blast, and we will most definitely talk soon, right? You're going to call in to get your chart done, right? I believe you are. I have faith in you. All right. This is Astrology Charts by Secnet, Understanding Your Squares, okay? I may you have peace, prosperity, and love, and much abundance.